Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Greetings, everyone. I am Dr. Tommy Watson, and welcome to the Resilient Stories podcast, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity and want to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Million Dollar Business Pathway, where we believe everyone has a story to tell and to sell. If you want to learn how to tell and sell your story, go to tawatson.com under the programs and product page and click on Million Dollar Business Pathway to get yourself started. So, folks, are you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me, I have the one and only Dr. Katarina Tesmer. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the invitation. Pleasure. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you being here. So for the folks who may not necessarily know you, you want to briefly introduce yourself to our audience, please?
Sure. I'm from Poland. I came here 35 years ago. I'm a pediatrician specializing in neonatology. And I also develop my own laser center. And I will tell you later how that works with my neonatology main job.
Wow, that's awesome. So it sounds like you're a very busy doctor out there, right? In California there, huh?
Yes, and I like it like that.
Absolutely. So Dr. Tesmer, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to contact you?
You know, the easiest way is to go to our visarskin.com website, you know. You can find us there. You know, our phone number is 714-777-6625. We are on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. So just go ahead and look for Visar Skin and you will be able to find us. We are located in Anaheim Hills, that's in Orange County, California. And yeah, pretty good freeways here. So you can get us rather easy.
That's awesome. Well, again, I appreciate you, your willingness to come on and share your amazing story with us. So as you know, Dr. Tesmer, you know, this podcast focuses on bringing people like you on, having you share your story with the audience so our audience can know how to get through their own challenges in life. So, you know, Dr. Tesmer, what's been the biggest obstacle you have overcome personally or professionally in your life?
You know, I was thinking about our talk, and I actually couldn't decide which one was more difficult. But I will tell you, I came to America in 1987 with my husband and two kids, and it was really, really very difficult to become a physician in this country. So it took me a few years. My kids were then 2 and 3 years old, and it's really impossible to study 14 hours a day when the kids are so young. So only when I was able to send them to school. And of course, we didn't have money to pay for their, for any babysitters. We were fresh line immigrants. We arrived to America with nothing. We escaped from Poland. We spent 6 months in Italy. On our flight here, the airlines lost our luggages. So seriously, we came with two kids and nothing else. So if you look at me, this is really quite a successful story, and I will be forever grateful to this wonderful country for the opportunity I was given.
Absolutely. That is awesome. And you mentioned your life growing up in Poland. Tell us a little bit about life growing up in Poland and what made you leave Poland?
So my both parents were doctors, and they were working in Poland, and I became a doctor. I was studying in medical school in Gdańsk. That's where a very important movement of solidarity started. So how could I not get involved? This was a movement to abolish our connection with Russia and abolish the socialism. It wasn't very successful in the beginning. So it wasn't the first time when, you know, Polish people were trying to get away from Russia governing us. Sure. The Chernobyl tragedy happened, and this was like a last nail to the coffin for two reasons. First of all, I didn't want my kids to live in the country where government would not even inform their people that there is, you know, nuclear tragedy and that everybody should stay home. You know, we were not even told that for quite a few days. Wow. And the second is, you know, we were trying in solidarity, but it really wasn't very hopeful at that time. So I decided to leave the country. I learned that with my political involvement, there is really very few career opportunities for me. Wow. And I was blessed to see 40 different countries, you know, before I left Poland. I was always envy about the Western world. So we decided to escape with my husband and my two kids. We spent 6 months in Italy, and we could choose to go to Canada, Australia, or America. You know, Canada and Australia were offering full welfare and full support and you know, and all of that. We were told that if you want to go to America, you pretty much have to go on the street, find a job, and nobody's going to help you. Yet, being young and brave, we decided that if we're reaching for the apple, it has to be the most red and beautiful apple, and that was America. So we came here on January the 9th, 2007. And I will tell you, January 9th, no matter what day of the week it is, we always open a bottle of champagne and celebrate this amazing day when we put our foot in America. Yeah. From there, you know, we really went to look for a job. You know, we were told that actually there was a Catholic organization which was helping us. So first my husband got a job because he was an electronic engineer. And I had to study and pass my boards, and that's very, very challenging. So again, first I was thinking that this was the toughest thing ever, passing the board exam and finally becoming a physician here. I finished my residency in pediatrics in White Memorial Medical Center in East LA. I followed that by the fellowship at Children's Hospital of Los Angeles and County USC. I joined Children's Hospital of Orange County, and love what I do. I save babies. I save 1 pound baby and I give them 90 years of life. So, you know, wow, that's quite a satisfaction. So I totally love it. Now, being a foreigner and from socialist country, I always had a dream of owning something, you know? So when opportunity presented itself, I jump on it. I purchased the laser and laser center, and being intensive care personality, the specialty which I do, it's super intense, and you see results of your work immediately. You know, the baby is dying, you resuscitate, baby is alive, baby has too high blood pressure, you give medication, you correct it, or too low blood pressure, whatever necessary. I see results pretty much instantly. And that was drawing me to lasers, because the 21st century laser devices are so powerful that one can do really magic, you know, and create a youthful appearance. You know, in 2 hours, I can accomplish a lot and make a person look 10 years younger. So that was tempting. Plus, I treat it like my phenomenal hobby. You know, obviously the work at hospital, it's quite stressful. Coming here to Visage, when I have happy patients who live even happier, you know, it's just different, but very, very rewarding as well. Yeah. And instant results.
And you know what, that is an amazing success story as well. you know, Dr. Tesman, and you definitely live in the American dream there as well. So as you look back on your escape from Poland, from political unrest, how would you say that all kind of shaped you as a person today? How would that experience
make you? Make me much stronger, you know? Not that I was a weak person even before, sure, but the more you are thrown on your way, you just do it, you know? There was no possibility that I would allow myself not to practice medicine in this country. So I have to be very honest, it took me a few years to pass all the exams, but we are hardworking. Immigrants are working very hard. And if you have a idea, you go for it, you know, and you don't let go. And so it definitely made me stronger. Obviously, nobody can say that I did it without God. I did it with God, you know. He was with us clearly, and that's why we were so successful. So the first thanks I would give to him, if you ask, and the second I would give it to my husband, who's an incredible partner. I met him when I was 14 in the first grade of high school. And we are about to celebrate 50 years since we met, you know, and 40 years since we've been married. So nothing would be possible without his very, thank you, without his strong support, because you have to have God and you have to have a partner and you have to be a hardworking person and you have to have a goal. And then everything will come together.
Absolutely. And now on your toughest day, what stopped you from giving up and saying, hey, you know what? I'm not going to go after this golden dream. What kept you from going forward?
Well, I will be honest with you that when I got my results from the third time when I tried to pass my exam and I didn't, I failed. That was a very hard day, you know? Yeah. So, but then next day I just opened the books and went back to studying and finally that happened. So I never gave myself an option of not being successful. I knew that I have to do it, you know? Yeah. So there was just no option that I will not be a doctor. I am a doctor, and you know, and that's what I wanted to do.
Absolutely, I love it. Beautiful story. So Dr. Tesman, as you know, we finished my last question here. You know, we're coming off a year where there are a lot of people out there who have lost loved ones off of 2020, lost hope, lost finances, lost jobs. What can you tell those folks out there to let them know that a brighter day is to come?
Because there is, you know, ask God for help and you'll be just fine, you know, and work hard, have your idea, and day by day, keep going. I mentioned to you that becoming a doctor in this country was quite challenging. Sure. But it was depending on me and how hard I studied to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. Now, when I opened Visage Laser Skincare Center, that is a totally different kind of obstacles you have to go through, because now you're not relying just on you. You are relying on people who are working with you. And that is just totally different story, you know, because when I need to do it, I know what I'm doing and I know what I need to do. But when you rely on people, it's different. And I would say that integrity, always have integrity. Whatever your goal, whatever you're trying to build, have integrity. Nothing would happen. We wouldn't ever receive 3,000 five-star review if we were built not on integrity. People can come and immediately realize that we are honest, straightforward. We do what is necessary. We work with our patients. And that shows, you know. So I'm very proud of this practice now. But again, those are different kind of challenges when you rely on people.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for sharing your story with us today. It's an amazing story. I think our audience is going to be very motivated, pumped up by that. If people want to get a hold of you again, what's the best way to contact you?
Please find us on visageskin.com. You know, this is our website. Our phone number is 714-777-6625. You can find information about us on Instagram, Facebook. We placed quite a few videos on YouTube, and I will be more than happy to accommodate anybody who is interested for whatever reason in feeling better, because that's what it is. So we make you look fantastic and you feel better. So it's aesthetic, but it is medicine, you know, we're healing the souls in here. And that's what I'm most proud of.
Yes, I love it. So folks out there, definitely reach out to Dr. Tesman, follow organization, support her. And if you're someone out there, you have a story of overcoming, we want to hear from you. Please go to tawatson.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Tesman for joining me today. Subscribe to our podcast, share with your folks, and be ready for next time as well. So everyone else out there, again, Dr. Tesman, thank you very much for joining me today. Everyone else out there, God bless. Peace and deuces, everyone.
And congratulations on your story.
Dr. Watson. My story.